How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? And welcome to the first edition of What Do You... A new radio quiz game. Loosely based on all the old radio quiz games. The rules are very simple. We shall ask a team of two clerics, the Bishop of Burma...
Hello.
...and the Deacon of Detroit...
Yes, you.
...a series of questions in either category, or special category. If they get it right, they get a... And if they get it wrong, they get a... from the studio audience. At the end of the contest, they will hear this. And they must stop immediately. At any point in the proceedings, they may be given a... Which means that they can ask for another question. Or if they hear a... It's the fire alarm. When they want to interrupt either a or a question, they must press their special buttons. Bishop, will you press yours? And Deacon, yours. In the event of a tie, there will be a choice of either a... or a... from the audience for either the... contestant or the... Right. Those very simply are the rules. And now we are ready to play the first game of What Do You... And the first question is a... for you, Bishop. What are... Oh, I'm sorry, that's all we've got time for. There's no score, so it's goodbye until next week from me. And remember, always...
Once again, the Angus Prune tune announces an invasion of the air by Timbrook Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Kendall and Bill Oddie. And here, by kind permission of the London Zoo, is John Otto Cleese.
I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Again.
Just before we go on with the show, here is an urgent message. Following the robbery at a jeweler's in Regent Street last week, police would like to question a Mr. Bert Swag. To help you recognize him, he wears a striped sweater, a mask, and has a policeman handcuffed to each wrist. And now, over, as always, to a lonely forest.
Oh, Ronnie, we're lost in the middle of this dark wood, miles from anywhere in the middle of the night. What should we do?
Well...
Apart from that, Ronnie.
Oh, well, why don't we seek shelter in that old dark house behind us?
Oh, you mean the one we've only just noticed?
Yeah, that's the one. I'll ring. Well, next time I'll knock.
Someone's coming.
Ah, Kate and William, come in. I've been expecting you.
But we're Ronnie and Ursula.
That's near enough. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. I was in the laboratory. Walk this way. No, this way with your knees bent.
Merciful heavens! What sorcerer's cave is this? What foul and hideous deeds have these walls seen? What unspeakable crimes have been perpetrated here? What manner of Stygian darkness? What cavern of iniquity? What bottomless depths of human degradation? What Hades? What satanic palace? What Plutonian cavern? What fiendish, hellish pit is this?
It's the dining room.
Oh, Ronald, I'm afraid there's something terribly... hideously evil here.
That would be me, I expect.
Look, who the devil are you?
You've heard of the infamous Baron Frankenstein?
Yes.
Well, I'm Bert Smith. Your coming here was no accident. Did you hear a strange, unearthly voice calling to you? Calling, calling.
Now you come to mention it, we did.
That was me. I was locked in the laboratory.
You mentioned Frankenstein. I know what you're doing in this lonely, evil house. You're making something, aren't you?
Don't change the subject because I'm in a horrible mood. Hideously horrible mood.
Quick, Ronnie! Run for it!
Stopped you in your tracks, didn't it? A Pekingese can get pretty nasty when it's... pudding. Now sit down.
Look, take me, but don't harm Ursula. She's unsullied. Well, fairly unsullied.
But it's her I'm after, because she's a woman, like that female potter that came yesterday.
Female potter? How awful. What did you do to her, you fiend?
Pinched her plasticine.
Plasticine? Why?
To make a false nose for the thing which sleeps under the shroud of my eerie contemporary settee.
Ronald, look, he's making a woman. Look at those hands sticking out under the shroud. And I can see the outline of her knees. And those two bumps mean it must be a woman.
Yes, yes, it's Daisy.
Daisy?
Yes, those hands, knees and bumps are Daisy. Yes, my pretty, I'm making a woman. A beautiful woman. Already I've grafted onto her several bits I've taken from living people. Eyebrows from that old WBS bird. My landlady's toupee. And now, my dear, I'm after a bit from you.
Which bit?
Your false eyelashes.
You monster! Why don't you just get married like everyone else?
I am married. What do you think is under that sheet?
Not.
Yes, my wife. Look.
Good Lord.
Yes, she's pretty hideous, isn't she? Even with my remodeled book, that's the thing that is. Perhaps I should have put it on her face.
But she's so still. Uh-huh. Is she? Uh-huh. Is she?
Yes. She's stoned out of her mind on this stuff. So I'm seizing this opportunity to do a bit of renovation.
You poor soul. Ah. I've misjudged you terribly. Here, take my false eyelashes.
Thank you.
And my mustache. And my wooden leg.
Thank you too much.
And my artificial arm.
Thank you.
My false teeth.
Thank you.
My plastic kneecap.
Thank you.
My glass eye. Uh-huh. And here's my spectacles.
Uh-huh. Ursula. Ursula. You never told me you wore glasses.
Well, you feel bad when you got the blues. You don't take drugs and you don't take booze. There's just one thing, man's a broken heart. And that's a slice of rhubarb tart. I'm a
rhubarb.
You gotta get a little rhubarb.
Rhubarb tart.
Well, you need rhubarb.
Rhubarb tart.
I want a rhubarb tart.
Yeah.
Well, if you got a gal that you want to win, now here's what to do if you won't give in. Hold her close and turn out the lights. And slip her a great big juicy slice of rhubarb. Yeah, give her rhubarb.
Rhubarb tart.
You're gonna love you for rhubarb.
Rhubarb tart.
Wow, what do you want rhubarb tart?
Yeah.
And you all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And what do you think of rhubarb tart? Do you all want rhubarb tart?
Yeah.
Do you all need rhubarb tart?
Yeah.
And will you sing with me then? Get a rhubarb tart.
Yeah. This is 104. I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Deals with the supernatural.
I'm super.
And I'm natural.
Oh, Bob.
Deal with you.
Promise.
We shall go dabbling in the occult.
Come out of there, you'll get your feet wet.
And we shall look at the unexplained.
Why?
I can't explain that. So let's make a start with astrology. Now, a simple form of astrological prediction can be found on the pages of any woman's magazine.
Daphne was trembling now as Nigel slid his fingers over her.
Not that page. Page 52. Shall we look at that? Yes, it's the horoscope. Tonight we are pleased to have Miss Clairvoyant with us. On and off, and she will tell us about astrology.
Oh, yes. Now, of course, a lot of things depend very much on the date you were born. For instance, your age. Each person is born in the lunar period of a cycle known as the zodiac, and each person has an animal sign. Like, if you were born in early April, you'd be a ram.
I don't quite follow.
Well, take me, for instance.
No, thank you.
I was born in January, so I'm an old goat.
Now I'm beginning to understand. Well, let's see. I'm September the 7th.
Oh, well, that means you're a Virgo.
I see. Well, how much can you tell from my sign?
I'm surprised to see a Virgo making a sign like that.
Yeah. Miss Boyne, before we get rid of you, perhaps you could give our listeners a few horoscopes for this week.
Yeah, well, of course, this week the planet Venus is passing through the sign of Aquarius, whilst Mars is already in the angular long distance to the natal sun of Sagittarius before the spring equinox, and it will be in conjunction with Jupiter in the sign of Scorpio.
And what does that mean?
The scattered showers over East England with sunny period in Wales.
Now, let's turn the hand.
Yeah, well, have a good day, mein Herr.
Hand dessert.
Oh, sorry.
I went off to the fairground in search of legendary gypsy fortune teller Salome Sandwich. There's no one better qualified to talk about hands. She's got three. I spotted her by the wrestling booth.
Roll up, roll up. Go four rounds with the goldfish and win a bearded lady.
Salome Sandwich?
Yes.
Good heavens, but last time I saw you, you were a woman.
Yes, well, you've got to be versatile in this game. Hang on whilst I slip on the yashmak.
What?
The things I do for money. Now, come into my tent and I'll read your hand. Sit by me and imagine I am Spoomy Sandwich, the beautiful gypsy fortune teller. Seductive temptress of men. Irresistible siren of the Orient. The most luscious and desirable of women. Are you imagining?
Yes, and what can you tell from my hand?
You've got a remarkable imagination.
Salome.
Call me Fred.
Fred.
Yeah, thank you.
We want to know about fortune telling. Look at my palm. Can you read it?
Yes. It says, knitted in Shetland, size 6.5.
Shall I take my gloves off?
Yes. It'll help if you take your gloves off. Oh, yes, now. Well, of course, each hand has this telltale pattern. You see, this here is the lifeline. You see, this one. And this is the love line. And this is the clothes line. Oh, and this tells me you're going on a long journey.
What's that?
That's the shipping line.
Oh, I thought we cut that line.
Yeah, I wish we had. And I'd also say you had a nasty experience in early life. I can tell that by looking at these two fingers. What happened to the other two? No, don't tell me. I'll have to go. I'm due on in the wrestling booth in a minute.
Can't you tell me anything, you stupid, simple-minded little fellow?
Yes, in a few moments, a certain person not very far away is going to get a fistful of knuckles in his ear.
And he was right. He came round 3 days later, but I was out. So much for horoscopes and palmists. And now we get to the exciting bit. Did you enjoy it? Good.
And now for spiritualism. Spiritualism is the art of making contact with the dead. It's rather like radio. 20 years ago, the greatest living authority was 82-year-old Professor Prune. We called up the Spiritualist Guild to ask if he was still alive. Hello, Spiritualist Guild?
Yes, good morning.
Could you tell me if Professor Prune is still alive?
No, I'm afraid he's dead. Would you like to speak to him?
4 years later, we called back and got a list of well-known spiritualists. Now, probably very few of us know that many celebrities are interested in spiritualism.
I don't know any.
Oh,
neither do I.
Ah, but there are. And we have with us now two old friends, Armand and Delilah Menace.
Would you believe it?
Good evening.
Good evening. Now, as we all know, these two are loved and adored by all dumb animals, though the wise ones can't stand them. But what we don't know is that Delilah is also a medium and is publishing a book on her psychic experiences. Isn't that so?
Yes.
Delilah and I have just returned from studying natural seances in Serengeti.
Yes, Armand and I have been seeing things in the jungle.
Yes, both of us necromancing in Serengeti. Here on the film, you see the natives' camp.
Look at them, frolic.
And here, you can see the African bush.
In fact, it's not the only one, but this is the very bush where I was possessed by an African guide and had my first spiritual experience.
That doesn't mean what you think it means. It means something absolutely filthy.
But look, look, here comes a huge bull elephant.
Uh-huh. Look at his two fine tusks. And his four massive legs.
And his three terrifying heads.
Oh, dear. I fear Delilah is having one of her turns. I think she's going to be psychic. But wait a minute. Behind the elephant, I can see a pair of antelope.
And I can see the spirit of Genghis Khan hand in hand with Florence Nightingale.
A rare sight in this part of Africa. But who is this come to wallow at the water hole?
The ghost of Lady Jane Grey.
Oh, no, an African warthog.
It's Lady Jane Grey.
It is a warthog.
Look at her frolic in the muddy waters.
No, but see, at this moment, Delilah glances up at the sky and remarks,
there will be a great rending of the heavens, and the clouds shall be torn asunder, and the sun and the moon shall weep with blood, and there shall be a rushing of wind and a crashing of thunder, and all the sky shall tumble to the earth.
Ah, sure enough, it is beginning to rain. The sun sinks down, and Delilah floats up, and we finish our day truly elevated by the spirits of the jungle.
Two gins, and I'm away.
Good night.
Well, no program on the supernatural would be complete without some creepy music. So take it away, Creep.
Meet me in the churchyard, Nelly. Round about the midnight hour. We can be saucy and sinful tonight. Promise that you'll be my goo. Daddy's a vampire, so you better hide. Rock. It'll all end in tears if he kisses the bride. So chase me round the churchyard, Nelly. I'm in a necromantic mood.
I could eat you.
I'm crazy for you. The corner of a
from time immemorial, there have been witches. But to end our survey, we want to hold a seance here and now.
Before your video.
And so if there is a witch who could help us in the audience, would she please come forward?
Any witches?
Is there a witch in the house?
Any witches?
Any witch?
Ah, and we've got a charming old lady crawling up to the microphone now, who looks like a witch if ever I saw one. Now, tell us, love, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 374. Come next full moon.
374, isn't that marvelous? Now, no. Let's give her a big hand. Here, you can have one of John's.
Oh, thank you. I'll eat it later.
Now then, love, you're a witch. And tell us, love, are there still a lot of covens?
Oh, yes, Wilfie, yes.
Of course, people used to burn witches, didn't they?
Yes, but it's much better now that they've got electric covens.
Well, love, we want to hold a seance. Now, are you a medium?
Oh, yes, I'm a medium.
I've always wanted to strike a happy medium. Now, during this, we want absolute silence from everyone, except the audience.
We shall convene with the devil. We shall question the spirits. We will probe the depths of hell. Sit round the table in a circle.
No, we can't.
Why not?
It's a square table.
Yes, well, never mind. Dim the lights, and now keep absolutely quiet. Shh, 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 shh. Do you hear music?
Yes.
Good. I thought I was imagining things. Now, look straight ahead and all join hands. Have you done that?
Yes.
Good.
Here we go round the mouth, and off.
Now, anyone not got a chair?
Me.
Well, you're out.
Now. I must introduce you to my assistant, through whom the spirit will speak to us. Gentlemen, this is Ophelia.
Hello.
Oh, yes. Yes, she may be beautiful, but she's also evil and wicked.
Great.
The devil has possessed her.
Lucky devil.
Ophelia will sit at the head of the table, and we will try again. Turn down all the lights. Oh, spirits, spirits, hear our call. Come to... There are evil thoughts in the room.
Get off.
Quiet, we're not getting anywhere.
Speak for yourself.
Quiet, everybody look. Look at Ophelia. She's away. She's making contact with the other side. She's shaking hands with someone.
But there's no one there.
Yes, there is. He's invisible.
How do you know?
Can you see him?
No.
Well, there you are then.
Now she's getting up. She's pointing to something. Yes, look. Look at the window.
Good grief. Curtains.
No, behind them.
I've asked for this trap.
Yes, and hanging from the top leaf a bat.
A bat.
A hideous black bat. Look at that gnarled old face. And those beady little eyes.
It's the spirit of my mother-in-law. I'd know that face anywhere.
If there is a spirit possessing that bat, it will answer us by knocking. So one knock for yes.
One knock for yes.
And two knocks for no.
Two knocks for no.
One knock for yes. Two knocks for no. Is there a spirit among us?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
You mean there is?
Yes.
Do you want me?
No. Do you want Ophelia?
It's not a spirit. It's at the door.
Yes, look. It's open.
There's... there's somebody coming in.
Huge, terrifying, faceless creature.
Hello, hello, hello. Tim Brooke, Taylor, John Cleese, David Etch, Graham Gordon, Joe Kendall and Bill Oddy. I arrest you for the kidnapping of an Indian fruit bat from the London Zoo and also for telling innocent people a load of old rubbish about a subject why you know nothing about.
Guilty.
Guilty.
It's true.
I must also warn you that anything you say may be taken down and used in Round the Horn.
Oh, any bowls.
And with the Angus Prune tune, we end another edition of I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again. Those taking part were Tim Brooke Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Kendall and Bill Oddy. The scripts were by John Esmond and Bob Larby, Peter Vincent and David McKellar, David Hatch, Eric Idle and Bill Oddy. The songs by Bill Oddy and the music was provided by Dave Lee with arrangements by Leon Cohen. The show is produced by Humphrey Barclay. And that's it until the same time again next week, when John Otto Cleese will come to the microphone once again and say...
Hello, microphone.
Thank you.